But right now, we welcome in Nebraska's finest with Nate Veal, member of the Nebraska State Patrol. Nate, good to see you back in the studio. Thanks for taking time for us, my friend.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
You're in the studio this morning to talk about the Battle of the Heroes Cornhole Tournament and Soup Cookoff. It's already this week, believe it or not.
Yep, that's correct. It's going to happen Saturday, and the bags are going to fly at 11 o'clock in the morning. The doors will be open at 10. We're going to have bunch of different soups, a little side competition there, and we'll have a adults cornhole tournament, well, a doubles, and then you can bring your children and you can enter with them and play adult kids.
It's family fun. It really is.
Absolutely it is. That's what we want to do this about. We don't want it to be about necessarily competition, but about coming together and friendly competition, friendly jabbing. As you can might know, it's against the firefighters, law enforcement, and the nurses. So there's going to be some jabbing going on.
I don't know, though. The nurses, that's a group that I wouldn't want to mess with.
Yeah, we kind of made a mistake bringing the nurses in because everybody loves the nurses.
You're bringing in Goliath for the battle.
That's right. That's right. So law enforcement has an uphill battle for this one.
Yeah. And obviously, the colleagues from the fire crews coming in with this as well. That means it's going to be an entertaining event, if nothing else.
It'll be definitely entertaining, and there will be a lot of back and forth from all three sides of the house.
Yeah, you would expect nothing less when we have our fire crews and, our law enforcement crews in partnership there.
That's right. It's all friendly banter. We come together for one main goal, but we still love to really ride each other and, make fun of each other.
Yeah, it's all in good nature. It's all in good fun. But it's great to see too. You get some of that friendly banter too, back and forth on days like yesterday. I'm sure it was happening for those that responded to that fire south of town, law enforcement fire. I'm sure there's a little bit of that going on during the work.
Yeah, I mean we know when to be serious, but when we got some downtime, there's some ribbon going on and it's all playful.
Yeah, and when it hits the fan, make no mistake, all hands on deck, great working relationship, but in the downtime, there is some fun camaraderie going on.
Absolutely. You said it very well.
So, Trooper Veal, let's talk a little bit about the inspiration behind this cornhole tournament.
So, basically, a bunch of us got together, and we wanted to do something for our local charitable organizations. Back in 2019... North Platte Police Officer Sitta had a friendly Battle of the Badges competition between her and Firefighters for Habitat, and it was very successful. So,
and I don't know how friendly, but...
Yeah, there you go. So it was very successful, and I talked with Officer Sitta and decided, hey, can we do this as a regular thing? Unfortunately, COVID kind of shut us down with the years past, but we're getting it back and going this year, and the way we're going to run it is hopefully this will be an every year thing. And each year, a different team, either fire, nurse, or law enforcement, will pick a local Nebraska charitable organization, and all the proceeds will go to that. So this year's charitable organization that we're going to donate all the proceeds to is the Law Enforcement Torch Run for Special Olympics Nebraska. And they provide, I guess, money and support for over 6,000 of our athletes across the state.
Wow.
Even our local athletes will benefit from all the proceeds. It'll help pay for, their state games, their uniforms, if they need some training equipment and all that stuff. Just so that way the burden's not on the parents and the coaches.
Sure.
There's a fund sitting there that they can access.
That's awesome. If folks want to participate, obviously Saturday is the day to do so, and they can make donations too. If they're not able to make it Saturday, they can contact you or anybody else that's on the board organizing this.
Absolutely. We will welcome any kind of donation. We won't turn you away. The competition starts at 11 o'clock. The doors will open at 10. If you register at playnorthplatte.com, it's $30 in advance for the adult doubles, and if you want to do the adult kid, it's $20 in advance. Add $5 to both of those if you want to do it at the door.
And we definitely don't want to forget about that soup cook-off as well that's going to be going on. That's some fun camaraderie going on with that. And temperatures might not feel like soup weather today, but by the time we get to Saturday, it's going to kind of get back into that spring-like temperature where it's going to be delicious in the morning.
Yeah, that worked out perfect. Having a 50s-ish day, nice soup weather. And each one of us will have three teams represented, law enforcement, fire, and nurses. So there will be approximately 9 soups there. If everybody can make it and will donate money to the soup you like, and whoever has the most money will win the soup competition.
Awesome. Nate, anything else you'd like to add this morning, sir?
I welcome everybody to come out. You can look at the Special Olympics and Law Enforcement Torch Run for Nebraska by going to sone.com.org and do some research there. It's a great organization. I've been involved with loosely since I was about 5 years old. I took a more active role when I became a law enforcement member, but do Google it, look at it. It's a really good organization. We welcome all donations.
Awesome. Well, Nate, we very much appreciate your work on this. Most importantly, appreciate your service to our nation and our region.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.